This is
Eastside
Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the next Adam Borenstein and Lucas Tang podcast. I'm Adam, and
I'm Lucas.
And today, last time we broke down the Cherry Leafs basketball boys season, and today we're going to be doing a March Madness breakdown and recap. As of when we're recording this, it is Thursday afternoon, so The Final Four has not happened yet, and that will be on Saturday.
Yep.
But we're going to talk about what has happened so far. So first, Lucas, how's your bracket doing?
It's dead in the water. So I had Alabama, Houston, Purdue, and I think I'd like to say Kentucky. I forgot. Kentucky in my Final Four. Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone. Yeah. Well, who was your champion?
I had Alabama winning it.
Alabama. Yeah, I had Houston. So I was done after the Sweet 16.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So Lucas, well, out of all the games that have taken place so far, what was your biggest surprise?
My biggest surprise, it definitely has to go to FDU versus Purdue. Yeah, that game was. I did not expect a 16 seed to win this year, but
it's only happened one other time.
It's only happened one other time, and that was to Virginia in I think 2018.
Yeah, UMBC.
UMBC,
in Virginia.
What was the score? 58-60. Yeah, that was a set.
So as you look on the first day in the South bracket, did you watch Furman upset Virginia?
I did. Well, I had Furman upsetting Virginia.
What was your thought as they stole the pass off the inbounds?
Well, I think
crazy shot Kevin Harlan. One of his calls.
I think Kihei Clark should not have. That was not good, Bob. Basketball knowledge. That was really bad, and that was a really bad play. I think he was trying to waste time by just throwing the ball out. But you're not wasting much time if you're going to throw it right back to your opponent. And that was a really clutch shot by I don't know who shot the ball, but that was a really nice shot to send them ahead to the next round.
Yeah, and Lucas, like as I'm looking through these other games and big upsets, what do you think of Princeton?
Princeton
making a nice Sweet 16 run.
What did the commentator say? I think it was some business majors that beat Arizona. That was a really nice game.
Yeah, they beat Arizona and then beat Missouri.
And then they lost to Creighton.
There's no local teams, obviously. That's like the closest local team in March Madness.
Closest local team. Well, FDU is around. And they went. So Jersey's representing regardless.
Not really Philadelphia, though.
Princeton.
The City 6, none of them made it.
Well, I think Temple had a very dramatic year. I know some people are Temple fans, and that was a very sad year, especially for some people that
are. For Lenovo, very, big disappointment.
Very dramatic. But Nova's not in. Actually, was Nova in?
No.
Nova's not in. Temple's not in. Even Rutgers. Rutgers was snubbed.
Yeah.
Rutgers was snubbed of a. Well, they lost in the first round of the NIT, so
yeah.
I don't know what to say.
So, Lucas, out of the four teams right now, I know you have big opinions on all four of these teams, but I have UConn, Miami, FAU, and San Diego State. Who do you think is going to win it all?
I will say I like FAU and what they're looking for. I do think it's going to be an FAU UConn final.
I agree.
In my opinion. I don't know. I think FAU's got that hustle when it comes to shooting the ball, and they don't really come off in the first half, but in the second half, they're able to change the pace of the game and change the game in general. So I think they'll be able to make a final appearance. And this is the first time I think for three of the teams, FAU, San Diego State, and Miami, that this is the first time they're all in the Final Four.
Yeah, and all three of those schools have never won a championship before.
Never won a championship.
Yeah, I think a lot of UConn fans were hoping that their men's team and women's team could win in the same year.
I think the last time was UConn in 2014.
I think the women's won that year too.
This is
but the UConn women's lost this year.
Yeah, this is the first time ever, I think, that there's no one seed in the, I think, Elite Eight. No, in the Sweet 16. No, you're right.
Elite.
In the Elite Eight.
There was no. Yeah, not in the Final Four. Well,
Purdue lost in the first round. Bama and
Houston. No 1-2-3 seeds.
Bama and Houston lost in the Sweet 16. And then Kansas lost to Arkansas in the second round, I think. So, yeah, not a good year for bracketeers. What are they called?
Bracketologists.
I think statistically in the past few years every one seed has won the tournament, so this was not a good year for most bracketologists.
And this year, like, the person who ends up winning, like, most leagues. is not going to, like, no one's going to get the champion right.
No one's going to get the champion right.
Because normally that's, like, the thing. If you got the champion right, then you have a very good chance of winning.
Yeah.
If you can get the other runner-up and a couple, and one or two of the other Final Four teams.
As soon as Princeton, as soon as Arizona and FDU and Purdue lost, my record was gone. Yeah, that was unfortunate. So maybe next year, I guess, when it comes to all the bracketologists around.
Were there any big upsets that you had or Cinderella teams that didn't work out for you?
Cinderellas, I did. My choice that surprised me was Furman upsetting Virginia. I was really surprised about that game, but I did pick them. I had them going to the Sweet 16, but they lost to SDSU. Who else? I had Kansas State, though. They're the 3 seed. Who else did I pick? I didn't really pick many upsets. I didn't pick Oral Roberts. They're a good team, but it was just... It was just bad luck that they had to go against Duke in the first round. I don't know. I don't pick many upsets when it comes to...
You're more of a chalk type of guy?
I'm kind of, yeah. But, I don't know.
What are your thoughts on Ronnie Terry? Ronnie Terry now gets to stay at Texas. He's the interim head coach. Took them to the Elite Eight.
Elite Eight?
Now gets the job.
Really?
Any thoughts?
I think that's good. I think Texas had a really good year. Not how they wanted to go against Miami, but... I think next year, I think they can add a few more pieces. I don't know how the recruiting is, but I think they can make it far next year.
Yeah. Out of all the one seeds, none of them are in the current Final Four.
None of them are in the Final Four.
Any that surprise you? Like Alabama, number one overall seed, Houston, Purdue, Kansas.
I thought Houston was going to go far. I think they only had 3 losses. I think one of them was to
Temple, Memphis, and Alabama.
Okay. Bam. Oh, really?
Alabama early in the season.
Alabama, okay. Yeah, Houston, I thought they could have gone to the Final Four at least. I had them going into my...
Yeah, I had them going to the championship.
Alabama, they have a killer team. Yeah, they shoot the ball a lot, and they're really good at shooting. That was a really bad use of words.
Yeah, Alabama, very good team, but in March, right, Lucas, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, St. Peter's last year, perfect example.
St. Peter's went to the Elite Eight. I think that was I think they were the 15th seed. Yeah, the Jersey teams represent.
Yep. Lucas, before we go, do we have any final thoughts on this exciting Final Four coming up and any other thoughts on all the games that have already happened?
Let's see. Yeah, I have a FAU UConn final. I don't expect much from this tournament. I think this tournament's a really
Is this a good year or a bad year?
This is a good year. I think this is the epitome of March Madness as a whole, because I don't know.
You got four 2 5s and a 9 seed in the tournament in the Final Four.
2 5s and a 9. I would never expect that. I don't think many bracketologists would ever expect that. Yeah.
And Lucas, I know you're a big Rutgers fan. Are you disappointed that Rutgers didn't make the tournament?
I'm very happy that Rutgers didn't make the tournament.
You're happy? Why?
I'm very happy.
Why are you happy?
Well, they rejected me.
Oh.
Well, in hindsight, don't apply to an art school with 19% acceptance rate. How about you apply to like a really easy school to get into and then transfer in?
Were you upset that they lost to Hofstra in the first round of the NIT?
Were you
cheering for their downfall?
I was cheering for their downfall, except Derek Simpson. But otherwise, I'm cheering for their downfall.
Cheering for the downfall.
I will say, I think Kentucky is going to have a really good year next year. They have 4, if I'm right. They have a lot of good recruits, but they have 4 All-Americans coming to the team. I think they're going to be really good coming next year. Wagner, Bradshaw, Reed Shepard, and Justin Edwards, all in the McDonald's American game. I think Kentucky's going to go far next year. Otherwise, I don't have any other expectations on other teams, but yeah.
Well, Lucas, it was very nice talking to you and the college basketball expert breaking it down for us.
Yeah, totally.
I appreciate it, Lucas. And
thank you, Adam.
And we'll see you next time on me and Lucas's East Side Sports Podcast.
All right.